But I couldn't get my words right.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
We're ready.
I'm like, nothing. What is going on with you?
All right, ladies and or gentlemen, no, ladies and gentlemen at the audience, we're ready to begin the Craighead County Jonesboro Public Library Board meeting. We have a number of things on the agenda tonight, and so I will call the meeting to order at 5:32. And we'll begin with the minutes from our previous meeting, which was December the 18th. If everybody's had a chance to read over those or take a few minutes to read over those.
I move to approve this meeting.
Okay. Motion's been made to approve the minutes as written.
I shall second. Second.
Okay, we have a second to that. Any discussion from anyone? And by the way, we do have a quorum. I didn't mention that, but we do. Even though we have Michael is ill, and he called in, so he has an excused absence. And Janice is out of town, and she's been contacted. So we know both of them would be here if they could. Okay, motion's been made and seconded to approve the minutes of the December meeting. All in favor, say aye. Any opposed? The motion carries. Treasurer's report.
Yes, I met with Sarah a couple days ago, and we went over November and December months, and credit card statement and everything, so I approved it all, I guess, what I should say.
Okay. Sarah, you have anything you want to mention about the budget?
Do you want to do the budget now, or are we still on the
report? Oh, no, I'm sorry. Treasurer's report. Oh, that's right. Okay, I'm sorry. Thank you, Kaylee. All right, so the treasurer's report then, we have that. Is there any discussion, any questions for Kaylee?
Would y'all like for me to go into any detail or anything whenever we do the treasurer's report, or y'all just want me to keep it short and sweet?
Yeah, if there's a flagrant thing that needs to come up, that's what we're looking for, or an obvious mathematical mistake or something like that. Okay. So, I'll entertain a motion then that we approve the treasurer's report.
I'll say that.
We got to have the motion. You motion?
Oh, I thought you said you'll make the motion.
Oh, okay.
I make the motion.
Okay, is there a second?
I second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Treasurer's report. Now, final budget report.
Yes, sir, I will take this.
Okay.
At the very top lines 1 through 8, I added a line. Normally, in the past, we've only had one line for interest, but I added a second one because the interest in the collections account was what we collected with the 2 mil tax when we collected it in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what we worked on last year. And then the interest for our working accounts on line 3, that's the interest that we earn in our maintenance account, our operations account, and our payroll account. And those are live updates throughout the year. So that is what we earned in those three accounts, the $77,000. So we had a total to work with last year of $4.48 million. And then we ended up spending online 40. Our total expenditures were $3.5 million. And everything went pretty much according to plan. I don't like going over in any of our big three sections, and we did not do that, so that's always the goal. And then if you will turn to the page and look on page 6, special projects breakdown. So I've got the projects that we did last year on lines 1 through 5, and then 6 through 10 have what we started the year with, the interest that we earned just in that special projects account. We earned over $100,000. The projects total was subtracted from all of that, and then we added in our what we had left over from the income and our expenditures. And so at the end of last year, we had a balance of $3.8 million.
Okay.
And I don't think we broke out the investments, so I'll go through those too.
Okay.
We're very happy with where they are. So, and everything went up a little bit last year. I always pull from the Bauer Endowment account, line 4, to cover the expenses of our saltwater aquarium maintenance, because that's what Kay Bauer set it up for. And I believe I pulled about $9,000 last year for the 2022 expenses, and we still were up on that one. So everything made money last year.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody have any questions?
Wait, explain the saltwater aquarium.
That is in the circulation department when you come in the doors.
So we spent $9,000 on this cleaning or whatever.
The year before, our regular fish guy stopped and he moved. So we had to find somebody else. And this person just kind of took it over, but only came when he was able to come. So when we finally got our permanent fish guy, who we use now, there was a lot of maintenance and a lot of upkeep that needed to happen. So we spent a lot more last year than we normally did.
It's back to 100% now.
It is back to 100%.
Okay.
We just needed to get it back up to standard.
So that's not a recurring, it's kind of a one-time, really good cleaning and
yes.
Everything. Yeah.
So new fish, new everything, major cleaning.
Yes.
So normally we spend about between $5,000 and $6,000.
Okay. I'm sorry, I got thrown off. So that's what we have in the saltwater account, like in the account just for the?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's what it ended, that
in two.
Investment account ended at 22, and then this is what we ended at 23.
Okay.
I always have the previous year, so y'all can see and compare whether we go up or down, depending on the market.
Yeah, you spent $9,000, you still
and we
still went up. $9,000.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I thought that was a pretty good year.
Yeah, I'd say so, too.
Okay, those endowments, well, those are people that donated, or groups that donated a certain amount of money, and we can only spend it a certain way. That's the guarantee that the reason they give it to us is that we will spend it in those categories.
Okay.
So we don't have any, we can't go outside the boundaries of that agreement.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I don't know if we've ever talked about it,
but we only go over this about once a year.
Gotcha. Okay.
But I like you breaking it out. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Well, it's just an easy way for me to keep it straight. So
mm-hmm.
I love that it works.
Sure.
Can I add something here?
Yes, your
the,
turn.
The Freedom Circle that improvements will come out of the special account. And also there's a possibility this year that we will need a new air conditioning heating unit. So that will come out of this too. So
that'd be capital improvement account?
It'll come out of special projects.
Oh, special projects.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll come out of the 3.8.
Up here.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's just two things that, you know, we will probably, Freedom Circle was approved already. It's
mm-hmm.
like 53,000. But the central heat and air, there's a possibility that we may have to replace that unit this year. So just to be warned.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Okay, you don't have anything else on the budget to talk about?
Thank you, Sarah.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. Okay. Page 7, which is the amended budget proposal for the library. Do you want to say anything about the extra categories that were added?
Yeah, sure. If you'll look at lines 8, 9, 10, and 11, we have not been counting those as income, but Beth recommended that for transparency that we include those, and I think that's very good advice. We have Friends of the Library has donated for programming and for materials, and then our genealogy and large print can come out of the endowment funds that they were originally started for. So we should count those as income, and so we have added those this year. And then lines 3, 4, 5, and 6 are estimated incomes. The total of those estimated is 61,000. And if you'll look at the very bottom line, line 66, we're showing that we're going to try to come in under budget at 100,000. That's just kind of a cushion. So in case something happens, we didn't want to come in right at what's on line 13. We didn't want 13 and 66 to match. We wanted a little less than 66 so that we could have a cushion. So that's really it. And we did raise our part-time a little bit because we found we were just completely understaffed on Saturdays. And so we did add a part-time on Saturdays. It's the same two part-time who work the adult services and children's services. We just gave them some more hours. And then we did go up a little bit in travel and office supplies because we felt like we were kind of low in that area. But our income was a little bit bigger too. So I think we're going to be okay. Sarah, do you want to add anything?
Just on line one, the one mill tax, that is what we collected in 2023, so that is a set number, and the interest on line two in the collections account, that is what we collected in 2023 while that money sat in the bank. So one and two are definites, and that's why I put estimated out beside lines 3, 4, 5, and 6.
I think the budget looks good.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. As a new person too, and trying to decipher all this, that is so helpful to me.
Good. Line 7, the state aid, that was all approved Friday at the State Library Board meeting, so that's a go, too. Okay.
And I'm happy that we put that more money in travel and for the library. I mean, we need to operate to serve our patrons.
Yeah.
That's what it takes. And we still can have a surplus, so.
Good job. Okay, yeah, very nice. Streamlined, but all the information is there.
Sarah's worked really hard.
Yes.
And just went through about 15 versions before you got it. So, yeah.
We've always had the information that was on page 6. That's always been presented to the board, but having it accessed into the overall budget and everything makes it perfectly clear. Not only that the money that we have, but also the restrictions that are on that money. So when you look down at the bottom, you say, hey, by the time you add everything that's in this investment account, that's going to be 11, 12, 13, 13 and a half, over $1 million. That's not $1 million that we can just spend anywhere we want to. We have the trust. We have the responsibility that the people who have donated it, that we can spend it there. Mm-hmm. So it would be of a concern for anyone to say, well, why don't you spend that $1 million? Why don't you spend it this way or that way?
We can't.
Right. And so it would be unfair for anyone to say that they have an extra $1 million that they just don't spend, because we can't spend it except in the way in which it was donated. That's the contract we have with the people who made it. But these are very important, and we appreciate the donations that have been made in the past and continue mm-hmm. to be made in the future. These endowments are very important for the success of the library. Okay, are there anything else? Any other business on that?
Well, Vince, I've got a question. The line 23-24, the proposal for 2024 for the employee expenses and the staff development, that's gone down drastically. I'm curious mm-hmm. of how, what have we spent in the past for staff development, and what does that mean, and what will it look like this year compared to last?
Some training. We had the DISC training. I don't know what that stands for.
It's a personality assessment to help everybody be able to communicate better with each other.
We cut that out, and other employee expenses, just miscellaneous things. We've just cut everything.
Can I interject?
Yeah.
So other employee expenses, until up through last year, we were paying out up to a year's worth of an employee's PTO balance if they chose to leave, and it was decided not to continue that this year. So that was a big chunk of the
$25,000. Okay. Okay. In the staff development, a lot of that was that personality.
A lot of it was, but just like trainings and webinars and such like that too.
Yeah, yeah. And if we have meetings and we served food, that kind of thing.
Okay.
It was just one of those things we saw we could cut. Gotcha. You know.
And my last question on line 42, the building maintenance. We talked about the AC being replaced. And that would come out of special projects. So I'm assuming, okay, never mind. That will, I guess line 37 is technically maintenance, like the maintenance account.
The building maintenance is just to keep things running.
Yep.
This is just every year expense. It's kind of like in a household, you would have to have things.
Well, I mean,
you know, everyday expenses, right. And that's kind of what that is.
But it's not replacements.
No,
it's just
when we have something major, it will come out of
it'll
a
come
special
out of
account.
Yeah, special account or capital improvement.
Yeah, it's janitorial supplies. It is lawn care. It's upkeep.
AC is
upkeep.
Yeah. So that's buying a new unit is not something that happens every year that you have to plan for.
Regular maintenance and operation. Okay. Anything else,
Mark?
Good.
Okay. Then the chair will accept a motion to approve the amended budget.
So moved.
Okay.
With congratulations to the team.
Yes. Is there a second?
It's been fine.
I'll second that.
Okay, Mark. Second. Any further discussion?
We need to do approve that one
I'll go back to that one. Hearing no further discussion, all in favor of the motion to approve the 2024 amended budget, say aye.
Uh-huh.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The chair will entertain a motion to accept the 2023 final budget report. Is there a motion?
I move that we accept the final budget report for 2023.
Okay, is there a second? I'll second it. All in favor? Any further discussion on that? No. Okay. All in favor of the approving the motion, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? No. Okay, so that 2023 final budget report and the 2024 amended budget report are both approved. Our volunteer policy, next on the agenda.
Any questions on this? We are accepting volunteers now. We actually have two volunteers right now from the AARP program. They're working out really well, but we felt like we needed some kind of policy so that they realized that they were to be treated like employees, and that they're required to give us notice if they're unable to work, and that it is at will, just like employment, and that we will pay for their background check, and we do background checks on people over 18. So we just, I wrote a policy. I copied a lot of it from the one I did in Batesville.
So we've not, Craighead County hasn't had a volunteer policy?
No, no.
Okay.
But we got to have a policy for everything.
Yeah, sure. Okay, well, let me ask you this question. The minimum age requirement for a library volunteer is 13.
Yes.
What would 13-year-old be able to do?
They help with crafts in the children's department. They can cut out things, and they can put glitter on stuff, you know. And
so by having a volunteer do that, then we're not paying an employee to do that.
And right. We actually have two volunteers right now who are helping in the circulation desk, which is wonderful, and they're doing a great job. We're very pleased.
Okay.
Are they high school students or?
No, they're AARP. They're retired people. Yeah, and AARP actually pays their salary.
Okay.
And it's a really good program. I did it when I was in Batesville, and it worked out really well. And so, very happy that we're able to do it here. And we have two women. We just love doing it.
Do they come to us if they want to volunteer for the AARP program, or can we say we want two more? These are great.
It's up to us how many we have, and it just depends on what they have to offer, too. So I know we have told them that we would probably take a couple more. But we also need volunteers in the bookstore. You know, just we just need a lot of volunteers. We need some volunteers in children's department. And so I'm hoping this summer we have more teen volunteers.
Yes, they gotta have those volunteer hours week.
And we're working on that with all the schools. Yeah. Yes. But they have to have like 75 hours, don't they, Shelley? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
So we're gonna take advantage of that.
Okay.
So it'll be mutually beneficial. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's, do we have a set amount that we are like a max amount that we'll take or anything like that in mind?
They haven't really talked about it yet. We're just kind of waiting to see what we
feel at now.
Yeah, just we're still in the early stages.
Okay, well, what happens if it doesn't go well? What's that process look like? Of us telling them.
What now? I'm sorry.
What
we don't need you anymore.
If it doesn't go well, what's that process look like?
We just terminate them if something happens.
Is any of that documented or?
Yeah, it will be. Yeah.
So all of our volunteers will have.
They'll have a file just like an employee.
Okay.
That's why, this policy will go in it because there's a signature line on the back, and there's a parental signature, guardian signature. So, yeah, we'll keep records of everything.
Okay, so motion's been made to approve the volunteer policy. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, thank you. Motion's been made and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, then all in favor of approval of the volunteer policy say aye.
Uh-huh. Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, that policy is approved. I might say, if any of you know good kids that might want to be a part of this, maybe I know my niece is doing something similar to this. She's a senior in high school in Tennessee, and she's doing this same thing, and she wants to work in a library. She's going to college to be a librarian. And so this was a perfect place for her to start doing that.
Yes. Really what you want to do?
Yeah,
she might want
absolutely.
To come here.
Just don't let her come to one of our board meetings. She may not.
She likes her Uncle Mike.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay, great. I think that's a good step for us.
Yeah.
All right, next item is the director's report.
First, we have statistics. We got all pretty and visual with them now.
Yes, they are beautiful.
Well, this is like graphing 101. I did not know how to do this, so it took me a while. And I'm sure some curse words were flown, but I got it. I think I figured it out how to do it. But the first page is the traffic report for December for all of the branches, including Craighead, I mean, including Poinsett County, and then also the 2023 totals. So we have the visitors in December and then the year-to-date. And you'll see our main library, the very bottom, had 124,805 visitors. And then our next page is the January traffic report, which is just the visitors that came to the libraries.
Did we share this with the whole College Bridge people? Did they get these for their branches?
Yeah, I send them all this stuff too.
On their part of their meeting.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
I meet with in Poinsett County. I meet when they have their meetings, and I give them all that stuff then, okay. Usually, because instead of taking up time here.
Yeah.
And then the next one is circulation in December. This will be a little easier next time because right now, like December, I'm comparing 23 to 2022, and the next page is 2024. So it's a little confusing the last at the end. But if you'll just notice that the digital circulation was up in 2023. Our programs are down, youth and adults, but that's just simply because we don't have the staff to do as many programs. But our youth attendance was up in December. And then the next page is more circulation, and that's for January and program attendance. And digital circ was up 3,000 more in 2024. But, you know, our program attendance for January wasn't bad for... what we're working with, it wasn't bad at all. We had 187 attend youth programming in January.
So the old paper that we used to have, didn't it say like 187?
Had numbers. Instead
yeah.
of a graph. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You have to interpolate.
Right.
Where the graph is over to the lines on the side. Yeah.
Is this what it's going to look like from here on out?
Yeah.
Is that easier for you?
This was hard this time, very difficult this time because I didn't really know how to turn it to graph form, but I think I know how now. But if you want some numbers in just...
what's easier just for you, for the numbers or for the graph? And is there a reason why we switch?
Well, I had a request.
Oh, to the graph?
Yeah.
They're easier to see and decipher than the numbers.
Yeah.
You can visually see where we're up and where we're down.
Yeah, and when you compare, like the page that says stats, page 6, which is what page is that on your booklet?
15.
15.
Yeah, page 15. That one's really easy to tell. How many programs the libraries had, the number of programs, and then the second box is attendance, and you can see how much higher Lake City's attendance is than the other branches. Even though they had fewer programs, they had more attendance. So I think you know, let's just try to get used to it. If, you know, a few more meetings and you hate it, I'll go
no,
back to
I didn't realize you would request it. I just thought you were
trying to be pretty.
Creative, which is totally fine if that's what you'd like.
Yeah.
But I just thought, the numbers are easy to read too, you know? Mm-hmm. 600 to more than 500. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I didn't want you to be spending hours on these graphs and...
Yeah, well, I did this time, but I know how to do it now. So, and it will get easier every single time now. Also, on page 15 at the bottom, it says data not collected in 2023. That's not true. The data was collected, just not by me, because I'd never actually needed it. But we do have that data in our state report every year. So, and Sarah told me to take that off, and I didn't do it, and I should have done it. But anyway, so, but it was collected. But that's the statistics. It might take you a couple of times to kind of get used to it, but I do kind of like it now. Now that I'm looking at it, I like how easy it is to spot.
Are you going to stick with the Denver Bronco colors?
If that's what they are and you like them, okay.
Didn't know that?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I thought maybe you were a Broncos fan.
No, I'm a Broncos fan.
Okay.
I'm not anybody's fan.
Okay.
I guess I'm a Jonesboro High School Hurricane fan. That's the only thing I'm a fan of.
All right.
So that's the statistics yeah.
part.
And really, the only thing I have
the sun mentions
left are the sun mentions, quite a few, 2 months' worth.
Our reporter's not here tonight, is he?
No, but he did.
He's done a great job.
He talked to me the other day, and then he put an article in the Sun the other day about the library, how we're adjusting. And he wanted me to send him the budget, so he might put something in later.
Okay.
And then the last week, we had a huge picture on the front page.
Yes,
so it'll
we did.
Be in this next time, next meeting.
And I figure there'll be, you'll get a lot of traffic from our free tax aid that's now available here in the library.
I think that's so amazing.
Yes.
I'm so glad that they're doing that.
Yeah, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
That's great, because there's a lot of people that have questions, and you can't even get on the website.
No.
For the IRS. Once tax season starts, you can't get anything out of them.
Well, they're trained. So, they're trained to do it,
mm-hmm.
and it's first come, first serve. It's twice a week. I forgot the day, but it's on our website.
Great. That's very good.
Yeah.
That'll bring a lot of traffic in and help a lot
absolutely
of people, too.
Absolutely free, yeah. So after Sun mentions, then the next thing we have is number 7, our big strategic plan. And I wondered if anybody had any questions on it.
Well, we'll be able to take this home and read it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's got, and it, you know, if, when we meet in May, if you have more questions about it, it's fine. It's a 5-year plan. There's a lot of things that are going to be dealt with marketing. A lot of this is a marketing plan. And a campaign. I think what I liked was it suggested. My pages aren't numbered. I don't know if yours are.
Yeah, I got it. You need
it.
You need one that's
well.
Number.
It says it's right before Appendix 1. The page, 2 pages before Appendix 1. Yeah, you're on. Yeah,
I'm too far.
You're in the appendix. So before that, yeah, Appendix. Well, keep going. 1.
More?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that's another one.
Wait, one more. Open that one. I think. Okay, what's that page? 15?
15.
Okay, page 15 at the top, under marketing, create targeted branded campaigns for early literacy, reading challenges, and services for seniors. Create one campaign for each service each year. I think that's a great plan, and that's something that we will start working on. I am in the middle of looking for a new marketing manager. I just can't keep anybody in that position. So I'm trying to find somebody right now. But that is something that I really think that's a good idea, to do a different campaign every year. You know, they did Love Your Library
mm-hmm.
a few years ago, and it really went over really well. And we haven't really had a huge one since then. We had Support Your Library, but it wasn't the same as Love Your Library. So I think that's a really, really good one. I don't know how many of you got a chance to look this over before today.
I suggest we take this home and look through it, and then put little question marks or whatever, and then when we come back, we can discuss it.
Yeah,
we're not really approving this.
I think you can formally adopt it.
Yeah.
If you want to do that in May, I don't think you have to do it today unless
yes.
you just want to.
Let's wait until May. Let's look it over, and then if we anything we want to highlight or whatever, we'll have, we can all make input into that. And
one other thing about a strategic plan with the library, when you formally adopt one, it doesn't mean that you adopt 100% of it. There are some things that are just not feasible in this. And I think our library IQ people knew that some of this was not feasible, and some of it is pending a budget increase that we may not ever get. So there are things that may not ever happen in this. But overall, I think it's a good practical plan, and it really increases community engagement and literacy. So I think what I've read of it, I read the whole thing, but Sarah and Stuart and I have gone over everything, and we were really pleased with it.
I'm very pleased.
Good.
I'm curious, do you anticipate several of those things are marked for 2024? And I recognize that not everything will happen, but the budget that we approved tonight will give you the opportunity to put some of those things in place.
I think so, yeah.
If we need to do something different, then we can do that midstream.
Yeah, yeah.
I want you to have the resources.
Yeah. And we are already one place that talks about a community calendar. We had really started working on that as a community calendar, not a library calendar, but a community calendar that every kind of nonprofit organization in town could contact us and let us put their events on our calendar. And I think it's community calendar in Jonesboro or jonesborocommunitycalendar.org. I don't remember. But then our marketing director left. So we're stalled a little bit. But that is something that I think is really going to help this whole community when we do it. And we eventually will be able to monetize it for ads. So I think that's going to be helpful too. And that was something that I had never thought of until I attended these focus groups, and I thought, what a good idea, you know. And I've heard people say, you know, if there's one place they could go to find out what was going on here, it would be really helpful. So I think a lot of businesses, a lot of nonprofits will be very grateful to have it eventually. So that will be one of the main things that we
work on. And if there's a place in any town that you should be able to go to find everything you want to know about what's going on,
right?
It's your library.
Exactly.
That's why we're here.
But we will host it, and we will put our major events on it, but we won't put every single thing we do on it, because you can find that on our website.
Has it been shared with the staff as a whole yet?
Not yet. I wanted you all to see it first. Yeah, I haven't shown it to anyone, so I'm just dying to. So I don't know if you want me to go ahead and post it before you adopt it formally, or if you want to wait until.
I don't foresee that we're going to make any changes to it. Now, it may be broader than what we can do, but I don't think there's anything that we're going to negate out of it. Mark, what do you think?
I haven't seen anything yet. I mean, I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I'd like to look at it a little closer.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's
yeah,
a lot
so
to
we can,
it. Yeah,
yeah. So we can pinpoint some things as to what year they want them to take place, and we can say, yeah, that's good, or maybe we're not going to have enough money, or maybe we need to shift it or something, and we can make that determination.
Vanessa, right. Would you feel comfortable if they don't want to approve it tonight, that we're going to approve it if you post it, said the proposed strategic plan?
That's a good idea,
and
yeah.
That way you can post it, we don't have to wait till May when we meet again.
Right, because I know people are wanting to see it, so,
see
okay.
It's old news by then.
Well, do you want us
we'll send a press release
approve,
out.
You want us to approve it?
I
don't have any problem approving it.
I read it.
Because, it's just, it's a document, but it's, you know.
But if everybody is not, I recognize that. But I'm comfortable.
Mark, what do you think? Is it okay to be approved in?
I think we could post it, you know.
Yeah.
Proposed.
But if we can't complete something or start something within the time frame that they got out, we're not really held to that, even though we approved
exactly.
That that's what it's in.
This is our baby to do what we want
this
with
kind
it.
Of a reference. We
right.
Just prioritize it ourselves, really.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. You don't have a problem? Tyler, you have a problem with us going ahead and approving it?
No.
Okay. Well, let's do it then. Do we need to do that separate or do it in the... No, we'll do it separate. All right. First of all, we got the director's report. We don't need to approve that, do we? Okay. So this is the 2024 through 2028 strategic plan. Okay, I'll entertain a motion to approve that.
I make the motion that we approve the strategic plan as presented.
Okay, is there a second?
A second.
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay, all those in favor of approving the 2024-2028 strategic plan, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right, we have unfinished business, our Freedom Circle renovation update.
Nothing's happening yet because it won't quit raining. That's the update. They had 180 days. They still have, I think, 5 months left still. So they'll get it done, but it's just got to quit raining.
Everything's been contracted for, though.
Yeah, they're ready to go.
They're ready to go.
Yes, they're ready to go.
Okay, great. Is there any new business board? Okay.
Just a comment. Vanessa made a presentation to a civic group that I'm a part of last week. She did an outstanding job and just represented the library very, very well. So
thank you.
Great. And what was the group?
The 20th Century Club.
20th Century Club. Okay.
You did an excellent job.
Thank you. I got overcome by nostalgia because that was all my old neighbors from growing up. Yeah, that's kind of why I got teary. Yeah. It was just really touching to see all those ladies. But thanks.
Any other business board members that you want to bring? Okay. We do have some time for limited public comments. Comments will be related to anything that is talked about at this specific meeting. Is there anyone who wants to speak or address the board?
Can I just ask a question?
Yes.
Is the community calendar active with events on it now?
We haven't really kicked it off yet. We're still working on it. You could probably go to jonesborocommunitycalendar.com.
I saw the site. It looks great.
Okay, good.
It's
just we haven't, once we had a resignation of the marketing, we just had to table it. But we're hoping to get it back up and running pretty soon, and we'll advertise it. So I think it'll work. I think it'll be a really good benefit for Jonesboro, because there are community calendars in this town, but there's not one. So I think it'll pick up. Yeah. Oh, thanks. Well, just keep looking. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Hearing none, then I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. Is there a second? I'll second it myself. Motion's been made and second. Any all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, meeting is adjourned at 6. That would be right.
6:13. Yeah.
Okay.
We're just going to wait. In a few months, it'll go back to the regular time. Broken clocks right twice a day.
Thank you, board. Thank you, folks, for your attendance.